3, 2, 1.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, The Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello?
Are we here?
I guess we're on.
Okay, that was quick.
Yeah. happy Tuesday morning to everybody.
And from Nassau, Prague, Helsinki to Marrakesh, we are the Tastemakers. And again, did we drop the ball something? Was something missing on the
I think it's just there? A sudden bang, you're there.
Yeah, but it just kind of eased into before for the last year or so. I think something's missing.
Yeah, right.
Do we need to follow up and check with management for that?
Does it matter? We're on live right now.
Yeah,
right?
I guess it does matter, because if we don't talk about it now, we're going to forget about it.
Right.
So make a note. Anyhow, welcome to the Tastemakers. We were gone last week, traveling again, and back in studio today. Another beautiful day, as always is for the Tastemakers in the Valley. 100 degrees expected in some parts of LA today, so triple digits, which is compounded with the humidity we had the last couple of days, makes it nightmarish.
Man, I wanted to take a minute and just to acknowledge our new listeners. We've got from Johannesburg, South Africa, listening today.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome.
So welcome, Johannesburg, South Africa. The Harris brothers have arrived.
Welcome, Johannesburg. Yeah.
Yep.
And I start off by saying welcome from Nassau. And speaking of Nassau, that's where Miss Teen Illinois.
Miss Teen USA is getting ready to take place, yeah.
We elected or voted in the winner, Miss Teen Illinois USA, last year.
Right. She's there right now in Nassau competing for Miss Illinois Teen to win the whole shebang of Miss Teen USA this Saturday, Paradise Island, Nassau, Bahamas, the Atlantis Resort. So
I know it's a fact they are listening to us as we speak.
Yeah.
I know we were there a couple years back for Miss Teen. When was that?
That was 2008.
At the Atlantis, right?
Right, the Atlantis.
Fantastic.
Yep.
So Nassau, Bahamas, enjoy.
Yep.
Good luck to what is her name? Which, by the way, Mark, you saw she might be coming to our lounge in a couple of weeks.
Miss Teen Illinois?
Uh-huh. She is friends of not Zach Cossum, but another client, another invited guest that attends all of our events. He has been friends with her since they've been kids. And Miss Teen Illinois is staying with them during the week of our event. So
is that right?
Yeah, so she asked if she could bring her along. And I immediately said, of course,
we know her.
And I sent along the photo of us with her as we judged her to victory.
Great.
But before we go much further, let's do a big shout-out, Mark, to our sponsor, Steamboat Soap Company. That's Steamboat Soap Company. That's a mouthful, right? Steamboatsoap.com. Steamboatsoapcompany.com. Steamboatsoap.com.
And their parent company, Ranch Organics.
Ranch Organics.
Which is ranch-organics.com.
You know, Mark, one of the things that they specialize in is their Barn Balm, which comes in adorable jelly jar and smells great. It's a mixture of whipped body cream, it's organic, shea butter, and essential oils. It's currently flying off the shelves, and their sweet grass smells great.
I'm getting hungry just listening to that.
And we're just talking about soap, not food.
Right.
And you know,
and by the way, I have their peach balm that I use regularly. I do not have it with me in studio today, but you got to go out to Anthropology stores nationwide and in London, England, and get Ranch Organics and the Steamboat Soap Company products. Get their peach balm, lip balm.
Get all their flavors, or scents, I should say, right?
Scents and flavors, yeah. This is a balm, so it's a flavor.
Yeah.
You know.
Fantastic. Anyhow, Steamboat Soap Company and Ranch Organics, thank you so much for
I want to do a big shout-out while I got a chance, man. Again, two other new listeners today. We've got Blake and Rachel listening to us right now.
Oh, Blake
and
Rachel.
Welcome. Welcome to the Tastemakers.
Two of our favorite people.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're sitting there together just chewing on some snacks and
have our show going.
Listen to the show. Well,
yeah.
Big shout out to both you guys. Hope you guys are enjoying the summer and hope you're going to be staying cool out there.
It's going to be a hot one today.
Going to be a hot one. I'm looking at the window right now, Mark, and it looks like it's going to be a hot one. Yeah, looks like it's still...
Well, you know, we are in the valley. Traditionally, the valley in SoCal is always a little warmer than other parts of the Los Angeles areas.
Fantastic. Yeah. So stay cool out there. Stay cool out there, kids. Hey, you know, I want to start out by the show, Mark. We're talking about TV last night, The Bachelorette.
Wasn't that something? And we have a special bond to The Bachelor because we did the celebrity gifting for the Jason and Molly wedding 5 years ago. In addition to that, the ABC hit series Bachelor Pad.
Did we do that twice for the Bachelor Pad?
You know what? I'm thinking we did.
Plus, we had the partnership with the producer of the show,
Mike Fleiss. Right? That's right. We did gifting at his Oscar party.
His personal Oscar party. So that we do have our connection with ABC and the Bachelor and the Bachelor Pad and the Bachelorette and Chris Harrison, all
right.
Those guys.
So it's imperative that we watch that show because it's our business.
I got to tell you, though, after watching The Bachelor earlier in the year with Juan Pablo, you know, and he chose not to marry or get engaged with a girl or whatever. And that's okay. I mean, just because you're on the show for 3 months.
Doesn't mean you got to get married.
Right. But he was kind of a putz, and a lot of people didn't like him. But I didn't watch the show. I watched the first episode of The Bachelorette, and then I watched maybe 5 or 10 minutes somewhere in between the season. But last night, I had to watch the season finale where she, you know, chooses the guy, right?
Sure.
Now, what were your thoughts on how she let that one guy go?
Nick?
Yeah, Nick.
You got to do what you got to do.
But don't
she didn't want to put him through the whole mess.
What whole mess, though? I mean, I think the way she did it there put him on the spot and made it even worse.
Mm.
Boy, and I tell you, and after the final rose, when you know they do the after show, when he came out, boy, he looked like he was hurting.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
He was crying, very emotional. I just felt sorry for the guy. And then she comes out. Did you see the smirk on her face?
Yeah, I'm not too crazy about it. I didn't really like her all that much in the first place, Andy. And so, you know, seeing her last night was just the way she handled the whole thing.
I love the fact that, what was his name that got the, his name was
Josh.
Nick?
You mean the guy that won it?
No, the guy that lost.
Nick.
Nick. I
didn't like him from the start, I got to be honest.
But what I loved was how he mentioned that he slept with her.
Oh, that was a first for the show.
That was great.
Yeah.
I mean, that took her by surprise.
Well, it took everybody by surprise.
I mean, that made her look less reputable, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and boy, did that take her. Boy, that was fantastic. I love that.
Yeah.
I mean.
It was a first.
Yeah. I mean, that was fantastic. Just felt so bad for the guy. I mean, he's busted up. This is months later, and he's all torn up.
Yeah, but here again, the show lasts 2 months, and out of that 2 months, you're not with her for the 2 months.
Yeah.
You've got a couple of dates here and there. So for anybody to fall that hard that quickly,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing that gets me, though, is she's got, you know, she made it very clear, like, he was almost not even in the running.
Who?
The guy that
lost. Oh, you mean in the final running?
Yeah.
You know what? But I got to say,
I haven't seen it in a while, but usually the day of the event, the day when she chooses, she's looking at both pictures and she has a tough choice. And it comes down to the wire, the last minute. I don't know if I should choose Joe or John, John or Joe. It's always, from what I've seen in the past, it's always a very, very tough decision. So this one last night, it didn't look like it was close at all. So why was he even there? I guess there was nobody else that was in the running except for him. And he looks like he got blown out of the water at the end.
Which blows me away because from the second episode, you know, he got the very first rose in the very first episode.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She liked him from minute one, 10
wow.
minutes into the first show,
makes
or maybe a half hour into the first show. She already chose him as he's the one that she really liked. And then he went on with his cocky attitude, basically more or less saying that he's going to do it, he's going to win it, he's going to do it. And he had that attitude throughout the whole show, and I never liked him from
okay.
day one. It looked like a snake oil salesman.
Like you said, he got the first rose, and from day one, she liked him, so
yep,
that makes
it
that much more difficult.
Well, it took her that while before she realized the guy really is a putz, and then she said, you know, they kept analyzing everything. I don't know about that. You and I overanalyze everything. I don't know what kind of analyzing they have
to do. Well, let me ask you this, because it was very clear to me, not watching the show, that she almost wanted nothing to do with him. Now, the weeks prior to this, like when they go on the final date or when they go on the family trips, was she close with him?
All over him.
Really?
All over him, yeah.
I guess that's why he was so blown away.
Yeah, well. He's blown away, Matt, because after the fantasy date, he thought once he had her,
so
that was
her.
It. Right. He thought he had her. That
wow.
was going to be it. So once that happens, of course you're going to feel that way. That's why the last episode or two, he was all really over cocky and confident, saying, yeah, it's a mine to lose. Because he already knew that. He didn't know Josh had any of that action, but he knew he did.
So did Josh get that action?
Well, you got to look at it like this, like Sam Rubin was saying this morning. If the one guy got it that didn't get chosen, of course the other guy that did get chosen had to.
Wow.
That's what it appears to be.
Didn't you say that she left her position at her law firm in Atlanta, but then she
came back?
She came back.
And the reason she came back, I would assume, is because he lives 5 minutes from her. So if she's back in Atlanta, it's not like the other times when the fiancés, they have to leave the states.
Yep.
He's right there, so why not go back to your job?
Boy, he wouldn't shut up when he was making his...
Yeah.
I mean, he just wouldn't shut up.
Rambling.
Where'd that come from?
Funny, I was listening to Tom Likas' show on the radio, on the internet yesterday, and you know he kept telling, you know, he gives dating advice to guys. He calls it Likas 101. He's the professor.
He's a fat guy, right?
Yeah, fat bald guy, and one of his
attractive, always talking about banging.
Right. And he's full of shit, but he's entertaining and humorous to listen to. But Likas 101, he's the professor. He gives tips on dating. He always says to the guy about the guys, never keep talking. Shut up. Just shut up. People, guys, when you're dating girls, shut up. Listen, they don't need to know that you're working as a gardener. Tell them that you are in pre-law or you are a lawyer. Tell them you're a doctor or pre-law or pre-med.
Oh, BS.
If they want to see where you live, there's plenty of houses out there that are under construction that have fences around the house. Take him to the house and say, that's my house. It's under construction.
So
if you're driving a bomb, tell them my car's in the shop. Tell them whatever they want to hear. But then,
shut up. He just wants to hump him and dump him.
That's it, yeah.
Is he married? No, he's evidently.
Well, he's been married 4 times,
Oh, boy.
But what I'm getting at is about shut up. You're saying this guy wouldn't shut up yesterday?
Yeah.
Tom Likas 101, shut up.
Shut up. Hey, we got thrown off because the music or lack of music, the way the show used to always open up,
right.
It just came to a complete standstill.
Yep.
So I forgot to do the happy birthdays,
birthday celebrities.
Right. Not a lot today, but I always like starting the show wishing happy birthdays to certain celebrities. And like I said, not a lot today. In fact, very, very few, but we're going to start off with Martina McBride. Isn't she the one?
She's the country western singer.
Yeah, is she the one that kind of stiffed us when we were at the Canadian Country Music
Awards? That was Lambert.
Miranda Lambert.
Yeah,
Martina. Yeah. Oh, Martina McBride. Her agent is the one that gave us the card that said contact.
Oh,
me
anytime. And you've contacted him numerous times and nothing.
So that's where that connection is.
Okay.
Anyhow, so she's 47 today.
Wow.
Yeah. Rock star Canadian singer Geddy Lee from Rush. He's 60 today, which surprises me. I figured he would be at least 65.
Wait, is he still with the group or did he leave the group?
He's still with the group. Only the three of them. But Will Wheaton.
Who is Will Wheaton? He was in Wings, I think, in NBC in the 80s.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, because he's 41 today.
That's his claim to fame.
Oh, I thought he was like on Goonies or something like that.
Yeah, maybe he was.
But anyhow, he's 41 today. And there's a new there's a show that's on some cable network called The Will Wheaton Project. Have you heard of it?
When you say it's on cable, is it on cable or is it online?
It's on cable. It's on like... what channel? Not Sci-Fi, but he's been on The Big Bang Theory. Supposedly, Sheldon is a big Will Wheaton fan.
Hmm.
So, but it had the Will Wheaton Project. Have you heard of it?
No.
I don't even know what it's about, but it's the Will Wheaton Project. But happy birthday, Will. He's 41 today. Here's your guy, Tim Gunn. How old do you think he is, Mark?
I'd say he's 63.
60 today. He's 60.
Okay.
And the new project
Runway. I met him. Met him at the Emmys last year.
Yeah. He was with Heidi Klum when we met him.
Right. Because they're both on the Project Runway, which
he was friendly, had
week.
No problem shaking her hand. I think she wanted nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
By the way, have you seen her $25 million palazzo out in the Palisades?
No.
Wow. Huge.
Really?
I guess, is that from her money or is that from Seal money?
Is there Seal money?
You know? Hey, you know who'd be 131 today? You're never going to guess.
Thomas Edison.
Benito Mussolini.
Oh, 131
today.
El Duce.
El Duce.
Happy birthday, El Duce.
Yeah.
You crook.
Yeah, 131
you
today.
You criminal.
And Fernando Alonso.
Who?
Race car driver, Fernando Alonso.
Never heard of him.
Me either, but he's 32 today.
That's two first names.
Yeah. That should have a name. That should be called something if you have two first names. That should be called like Garzo or, you know, she's like, well, I don't know. If you got two
all
first
right,
names.
All right, well, who else?
That's it.
Oh, just this is a couple of them, huh?
Just six.
Dang.
Yeah. Will Wheaton, the Will Wheaton Project. Look into that.
I think it's on the internet.
No, I saw it last week.
Like our upcoming show, which we're going to bring up
We'll talk about that in just a moment. But now that I'm thinking about this, I got to get to this Will Wheaton thing. And before I forget, Sharknado 2, Mark, comes back tomorrow.
Right?
Comes back tomorrow. Speaking of Sharknado 2... Ian Ziering or Ian Ziering?
I think it is whatever you want.
Okay, but it's Ian Ziering. I thought it was Ian, but it's
Ian. Is it
Ian.
Bono or Bono?
Now,
it's up to you.
Before he was in Sharknado 1 a year ago, he was making money as a Chippendale dancer.
Well, I think he's only been the Chippendale dancer for like a year or so. But before
No. It was before Sharknado was at least a year, year and a half, because nothing else was coming his way. So he was a Chippendale dancer. Sharknado comes his way. Huge hit. Huge. Huge. Not only was it a huge hit, they did Sharknado 2, which debuts tomorrow night. That being said, we were just in Las Vegas last week, and guess who's appearing at Chippendales again as a dancer?
Probably Ian Ziering, for probably twice as much as they were paying before, right? Now, because he's elevated his status.
Yeah, so he's back to doing.
The money's good, why not?
I mean, is the money good?
I would think so.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
But
Vegas pays very generously.
Some of the Today Show today, and he's pitching a Sharknado 2 tomorrow, and I got to tell you, it looks good.
It looks fantastic.
It looks damn good.
You know, over the weekend
sci-fi
on Sci-Fi, did you watch the top 15 shark kills of all time?
No.
Yeah. The premise of the show is great because they go over the 15 greatest shark kills of all movies of all time. Mm. The way they handled it was terrible because they had about 8 comedians, different comedians that you've seen and you know of, and they would go to them for their comments on this, that, and the other thing.
Oh.
And they spent more time with the comics on their comments than they did on the killings, which was ridiculous.
That would explain why all weekend long they had shark movies on. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're leading up to Sharknado 2.
Boy, that's going to be a blast.
So you'd think the best shark kill of all time has got to be Quint in Jaws. You have to be.
I thought it was all shark movies. Okay,
yeah.
I thought it was only
the
like
number one shark
sci-fi
kill
movies.
Came from Sharktopus, which was one of the sci-fi movies, which is ridiculous. Number two was a compilation of all the Jaws movies, not just Quint, but it was all the killings in Jaws.
So Quint was on there though.
Yeah, it was number two with the compilation of everything. But that's the best killing of all, if you ask me.
Yeah.
And I think the world will listen and agree with me.
What was the name of that one shark movie came out like in 1999? It was about they were creating those genetically super strong.
Yeah, Deep Blue. That was
Deep
number
Blue.
Two.
Oh, I thought so. Yeah, that was good.
Oh, actually, that was number three.
When Samuel L. Jackson
was number two. Jaws was three. Was two.
Yeah.
Well, I called it right when the show
was
came
it
on.
When Samuel L. Jackson?
Of course.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
He survived.
Well, it's number two.
Yeah.
That's number two of all time.
There was a couple good killings in there. In that Deep Blue.
That's the only one that
when
they
the girl got it at the end, the scientist.
But they don't really show that.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
No, not, I mean, I don't know.
That was real good.
No big deal.
But so what was number three?
Number three was Jaws. Number two was Deep Blue Sea. Number
one
was Sharktopus.
And what was so good about that?
I don't know.
Wasn't there one of these shark movies with our buddy Eric Roberts, and he get it in one of those movies?
Might have been Shark Swamp. Or Shark Ghost.
Shark Ghost.
Or Sharks of Venice.
Boy, you know them all.
Well, I watched the show the other day. They had them all.
When was that? Saturday night?
Saturday night. And it got so bad, after 45 minutes, I TV'd the rest of it because it was they were spending too much time giving the comedic criticisms of all the movies. So I TV'd it, and we knocked it out in 15 minutes last night.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So would you recommend it? Should I TV it when it comes on again?
The 15 Greatest Kills?
Yeah.
No, unless you've got the time. Because even when you fast forward, they'll show the clip, and they'll go back to the comments, mm-hmm. and then go back to another clip, back to more comments, and you get like 90 seconds of the killing and 8 minutes from the comments. And it's tough to go forward and stop, go forward and stop. So I'd say no.
Now, even though you thought that Jaws or Quint should have been the number one, were you content with whatever other killings you saw?
Well, throughout the 15?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, wow.
Not really. Because, well, yeah, there was one that was, I forget which one it was, Shark something or other. That was decent. All the other ones were kind of silly. Well, all these sci-fi shark movies are silly.
They're all silly, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Looking forward to Sharknado.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got a lot of cameos by a lot of New York celebrities in the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's that comedian's name? His last name is Green. Is his name Tom Green?
Yeah.
I think he's playing a cop in there.
Could be. Like I said, you're going to have an assortment of a lot of cameos.
Mm-hmm.
So this one should be interesting.
You're looking forward to it?
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
We're going to watch it tomorrow night. We're
going
to watch it live.
Didn't they also release it in
DVD?
For like a midnight show?
Could be, yeah. Could be. Could very well be. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so it's Sharknado 2. Now, we're pitching it for tomorrow, but we're not even getting paid to pitch it. That's just our comments here.
Yeah, well, back to Sharknado and back to Ian Ziering. I told you we were in Vegas last week and saw that he's back at Chippendales. But speaking of Vegas and a very new hotel and restaurant that opened up, we both have wonderful things to say about it, Mark. Jada's.
Right. Jada De Laurentiis.
Jada. Is it Jada or Jada's?
You know, I guess you could really, again, you could pronounce it any way you want, just like Ian Ziering.
I know we both dined there at separate times, but when I happened to dine there with my wife for lunch in the afternoon, we had the actual pleasure of having Jada herself walk the restaurant, table to table and came over and asked how things were. Now, this was not the first time that we met her. We had the pleasure of meeting her in New York last year, and I brought that up with her, too.
Yeah.
But very nice, very friendly, and very inviting, and the restaurant, boy, I don't need to tell you.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was
inside the Cromwell Hotel.
And what they like to do, what they like to say is their objective in that restaurant is to give you the feeling that you are dining in Jada's home.
Really?
For dinner. Right.
In Malibu.
Well, wherever she lives. But the thing is, they want you to feel like you're at home eating with her. And they made it very clear, the way, even the glasses, the water glasses, these aren't glasses that you have in a regular restaurant. These are restaurant. These are glasses that you have if you were dining at somebody's home. And the presentation was fantastic. The food was excellent. I had the risotto, which was unbelievable. And the bread basket was like unlike
any
others.
That was kind of like a flatbread.
Yeah, and well, multiple had, things. Yeah, the flatbread and then the sauces that came with it. The garlic butter, I think it was.
It was like a
garlic oil butter.
We had an olive paste.
That was it then. Yeah. It was an olive paste. Yeah,
love that.
Yeah, that was a meal in itself. And then the meatballs, and we had
those
mozzarella balls.
Those meatballs were fantastic.
Was just.
Did you get a window seat?
Yeah, we got a window
overlooking
seat.
Overlooking the Strip.
Overlooking the Strip.
At the new Cromwell Hotel.
At the new Cromwell Hotel in Jada's, yeah. And one of the things that I also enjoyed about it, you got Jada that came out and greeted you. We were there, I guess, at their busiest period, so she couldn't come out to every table. But she was cooking behind the in the kitchen when we walked in, and she did come out to one table. They looked like they were friends of hers. But we did get greeted by the manager of the restaurant, which I thought was great. The guy comes out to greet us, very well-dressed, Italian guy. And to be welcomed into the restaurant by the manager, I think, is a phenomenal way
to start
business. Yeah,
I mean, more people should do that. Only a little bit of time.
Little things like that. And then the dessert cart that came out was the biggest, most glamorous-looking dessert cart I've seen. It was huge. It was gold. The desserts were fabulous. It had her logo G on the side.
Like that,
and
G.
The guy that was pushing it around, that was pitching all the desserts, had a very strong Italian accent again, which made you feel like you're in a true Italian
restaurant. Right?
I do. I like that very much. So, and on top of all that, the food itself, too, was spectacular.
Fantastic. You know, good trip to Vegas. How about that new... The new quad area there, that the old Imperial Palace, which is now the Quad, which they completely modernized it, and the Quad, that's the name of the hotel, but in between the Flamingo Hotel and the Quad was like an alleyway with all these cool hip.
Well, that was called the Link, I think.
Well, the Link is the Ferris wheel.
No, the Ferris wheel is the High Roller.
The High Roller. Oh, yeah. The Link. Okay, so it's the Link.
The Link is the walkway. The Quad is the old Imperial Palace. The Link is the walkway with all the new shops and restaurants. And the High Roller
is very hip and very cool. They got a Kits in there. They got a Sprinkles there.
And Ghirardelli, they moved from one part of town to the other, or one side of the hotel to the other, which is fantastic. You must get the Hot Fudge Sundae at the Ghirardelli. It is unreal.
Some cool shops are including a Polaroid shop,
which was great.
Yeah, now there was.
Boy, it reminded me of memories being a kid. They had all the different Polaroid cameras inside.
The old ones up there. They had the one step,
and then they had the fancy one. I remember that one because it was always more expensive than the other ones, and it did the same thing. It produced an instant photo, but it was the flat top. It collapsed, and that was always the pricey one.
Yeah.
I always thought, wow, whoever's got that is well.
What was
off.
That name? Did you catch the name?
No.
The only one I remember was the one step.
Yeah.
There were several different ones, but I remember the one step. But now they got the new Polaroid is back with a new one. Fantastic. Have you seen the pictures? They're like half the size.
Yeah.
Like
oh, no. You mean talking about the new Polaroid?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
They're half. You know how the picture used to look?
Mm-hmm.
It's cut in half.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it glossy like it used to be?
Yeah, exactly. The only thing that's different is it's cut in half.
But otherwise, it's exactly the same as the old Polaroid.
Exactly.
Huh. Maybe one of these days you can show me a picture.
Yeah. It's fantastic. I mean... expensive though. A roll of film is $20 for 20 pictures.
The film was always expensive back in the 70s too.
Yeah. It used to be $10 for, like, I think 10 of them.
Right.
Which back then
was a fortune.
Yeah, because you could get a regular roll of film for a camera for $3, I think.
Yep.
For whatever cameras they had back then. But yeah, that's what you pay, because it costs more, because you don't have to pay. You didn't have to pay for the development.
Right.
So you pay $3.50 for film before, and then you'd pay about $4 or $5 to for the development.
Yeah.
But now with some of the Polaroid camera, when that came out, it was $10, but you have it instantly.
Yeah, and you didn't have to worry about developing. The hassle about going to develop it, waiting 3 days.
Waiting 3 days. That was before 24 hours or before 1 day or whatever.
Yeah.
Not 24 hours. I mean 1 hour photos. Crazy.
Yeah.
I'm at Target having a couple pictures developed, and they do them in seconds now. You know, it's either 1 hour or 9 cents per picture more.
It's the way of the future.
Yeah.
It's the way of the
future. Everybody wants everything quick, but anyhow.
Yeah, we still got a lot to talk about, but one thing I did want to...
Oh, let's shout out again to the sponsors, Mark.
Oh,
RanchOrganics.com and...
Ranch-Organics.com.
I always get that mixed up.
Always get it mixed up.
Yeah, and Steamboat.
They're in the barn right now making a new batch because they're coming out in 2 weeks for our Emmy Gifting Suite in the Rodeo Drive during Emmy Week.
Debbie's bringing her husband this time.
Wow, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're working on the inventory right now.
Yeah, so go right ahead before I interrupted you with our sponsorship.
Yeah, well, we have got, and I'm sure everybody realizes the importance and the popularity nowadays about online TV shows.
Internet TV. Yep.
Hulu's got it. Yahoo's got it. Amazon's got it. I mean, everybody has got internet TV right now. The Harris brothers are proud to announce our new association with FirstRun.TV. It's another online television studio that has new TV shows, and they're streaming 24/7 around the clock. FirstRun.TV, the Harris brothers have a new show coming on FirstRun TV.
When does it start, Mark?
I believe Thursday of this
Thursday.
Week. The first episode goes live around the world, and it's the Harris Brothers World of Wow.
What time?
On firstrun.tv. I'm not sure. What do you mean, what time? It's on the internet. You can watch it at any time.
Yeah, but I mean...
That's the thing about the internet TV.
So 6 a.m. Thursday morning, we're there?
I don't know what time in the morning, but come Thursday, our new show, the Harris Brothers World of Wow. So we ask everybody listening, our listeners around the world, tell two people, Facebook it, social media it, LinkedIn, everything about the Harris Brothers World of Wow on firstrun.tv. It goes live on Thursday morning, and it's one heck of a show. It's 25 minutes.
25
minutes. No commercial interruptions.
No commercials.
It's live. I mean, you can watch it live wherever you are. As long as you have a mobile device.
Tablet.
You've got a tablet, a laptop, a cell phone, a Samsung
desktop.
iPhone, desktop, you know, whatever.
Droid.
If you're at the library, using the library.
Airport.
Computer, airport. Anywhere you're in the toilet, you can watch us, ladies and gentlemen, live
in your car,
around the
not
world.
Not driving, but driving passenger.
Yeah, that's the great thing about online TV.
And it's the way of the future, I hear, Mark.
It is the way of the future. I mean, look at this. The Orange is the New Black. I think they got 18 Emmy nominations.
And I think they just won last night for the Young Hollywood Awards as the new whatever.
There you go. So come Thursday, we're streaming around the world.
I've never watched the show, but... I did see Young Hollywood Awards last night. Are they considered Young Hollywood? Are those people
in the show?
Young? Yeah.
You know, they're in their mid-20s, I guess.
I don't know the show. I wouldn't think of him as Young Hollywood.
I wouldn't either, you know. The youngest one out there might be 28.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The black woman? She got an award, too.
There's a couple black women in
okay,
the show.
Okay, well,
I'm not
one of them got...
Okay. But there's multiple black women in the show, and, you know, they all look like in their upper 20s, maybe 30s, so I don't know.
All right. Well, anyhow, like you said, the way of the future, internet TV, and
FirstRun.TV starting this Thursday. A press release will be going out on Thursday. We're going to be conducting interviews, doing the old promotional tour for the show. And
when does episode number 2 come out?
We couldn't tell you that yet. It's still working on episode 2, but let's get past episode 1 first,
right.
Shall we?
I'm excited to get that started. It's been a long time going. I think we first started that 6 months ago or so.
Yeah, it has been a long time running. But perfection takes a while. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. It takes time to get the right components together and the right show, the right mix. And the writing is there. The cinematography is spectacular.
Well, there's some good stuff. And the animation that they added it to the... to the credits and so forth, pretty good stuff too. Music is good.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. To get the right show the right way, it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, let's look at Titanic. Titanic took quite a while to make, right? So,
how was the weekend?
The weekend was good. You know, we were in Comic-Con.
That's right.
You know, for our folks that are listeners who don't know what Comic-Con is, it's been 45 years happening in downtown San Diego.
This was our second year in a row there. This year was bigger and crazier than last year, if you could even say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
I want to do a big thank you, Matt, to our fans in San Diego, our Storage Wars fans in San Diego, because we were recognized no less than 25 times the short time that we were there.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures, autographs. I think you even passed out some autographed photos.
And speaking of that, Mark, I know we were on the corner smoking a cigar, taking everything in before we went in, and we were approached by two women that said, "You guys look like those guys."
Yeah, that's right. They didn't think, they wouldn't believe that we wore those guys because down there at Comic-Con, you can dress like any
costumes,
comic book
characters.
So they thought we were down there portraying us, which is kind of wacky when you think of it. Imitation is the ultimate form
of
flattery.
If you were going to pull off something like that, it would be during Comic-Con. So, but still, she says, "You guys look." And the funny thing is, I get it. I completely get it to a point. However, I happen to have one of our...
But wait a minute. Even before that, Matt, while we were still debating that we wore the real ones, another couple came up and said, "It's the Harris Brothers from Storage Wars." Yeah. And she still didn't believe it.
Then I whipped out one of our autograph postcards that we give to fans that had multiple photos.
It was a collage.
Showed it to her, and she still didn't believe it. And I said, "Why would I be carrying this?" And then she goes on to say, "Well, could I at least get an autograph then?"
Yeah.
How about that?
We took the picture too then, right?
Yeah, we took a picture. Yeah. A couple pictures, because we bumped into her later. The picture she took didn't come out.
Right.
So she wanted to take another one with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, Mark, big shout out to all the fans, and there are tons of them, which it's fantastic.
Yeah.
We love it, but crazy.
San Diego is not necessarily our town. Right. We've got one of our co-stars from Storage Wars is actually based in the San Diego area. So
Poway, that would be
Poway, right?
What's his name?
Renee
and Casey.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're... I guess we invaded his neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Big shout out to one of the parties we attended, which was a blast.
You must be talking about the Wired Cafe.
Yeah, I've got my credential right here, buddy.
At the Omni Hotel rooftop. And you know, one of the best things about any of these parties you go to is the open bar and the open food. I mean, I know you like to drink and I like to eat. So you get the combination of the two. And I got to tell you, these chicken tenders they had there, unreal.
Yeah.
I don't know how many we must have had.
Yeah. They were fantastic. But before we even got there, we made a stop at the bar and they were serving their signature drink was some kind of blueberry vodka. Did it have anything to do Game of Thrones?
I know there was Thrones, I think it did. Yeah.
There was a Game of Thrones theme at this party.
Yeah.
But fantastic. And talk about making them strong, huh?
Right.
And then that was followed up with the excellent chicken tenders.
Yeah.
And they had some veggie sandwiches.
And all the other the accoutrements.
Beautiful
day.
Like you said, it was rooftop. They had a lot of virtual things going on and freebies. And Ben & Jerry's was one of their sponsors, too.
Serving the ice cream.
Got to tell you, I wasn't a keen fan of they were Guinness beer. Ben
like
& Jerry's floats.
Like a float, right.
They were floats. It was some Ben & Jerry's flavored ice cream. I don't even know what the flavor was. And it was with Guinness.
It was Game of Thrones related too.
It was Game of Thrones related too. And I like Guinness and I like Ben and Jerry's. I don't think I like them both together.
Mm.
What were your thoughts on that?
It was different. I would have preferred some strawberry and some chocolate chip.
Plus, it was just you didn't have a straw. It was just difficult to eat with the beverage in the ice cream cup and the ice cream, which was hard as a rock. So but fantastic party. Big shout out to the Wired Cafe and how the heck we got on that list. But thank you very much for inviting us and getting us on the list. We'll be sure to see you next year. Can't believe it's a year away. The last past year just went by. It seems like we were just there not that long ago.
Right. So, but it was great because it must be 100,000 people down there.
Yeah. And mass hysteria.
It is mass hysteria because you can wear anything, get away with anything, say anything, do anything, promote anything. It's bigger than Sundance, actually.
Yeah, by far.
Yeah.
I think you even said at Sundance, I think you have 30,000 people over 10 days.
Right. Here you've got 100,000 people.
120,000 people over 3 days.
4 days or something,
And it's these huge numbers. And even in San Diego, it's 78 and breezy. Year-round, it was hot.
Great marketing opportunity to promote your brands, your products, your services, or yourself, us.
Yeah. People just walking around, like you said, costumes or wearing signs or just
being crazy.
Totally irrelevant to science fiction at all. You could just wear anything.
Yeah.
So great place to go, like you said, to market, promote, showcase, introduce, or just have fun doing it, or just hanging out.
Yeah.
And
we bumped into a couple of old buddies down there. We saw Darren Darnbrewer down there, so he's always a good colleague of ours, and Scott Apple, who represents a lot of talent that comes to our gifting suite. So it's always good to see friends and family down there.
Always expected to bump into somebody for sure.
Yeah, Yeah. So it was a great time in the old Comic-Con last weekend, and we were just down there for the day. When the drive home was very pleasant, too, you know.
Well, we were down there a week earlier, too, for Del Mar.
Oh, that's right, Del Mar.
We were invited to the opening day for Del Mar.
Which was fantastic.
First
time we've ever been.
It was hot again.
Yeah.
Got there early and had a bottle of champagne before we went in.
Yeah.
Fantastic way to start any type of an event.
Yep, this is
and,
true.
And again, like you said, I think there was 40 or 50
Where the turf
people.
Meets the surf, but... When you've got Santa Anita in our backyards like we do, or Churchill Downs in Kentucky for Louisville, or Louisville for the Kentucky Derby, you know, this is the first time we were at Del Mar. I expected more out of the facility.
I was underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed.
I don't want to take anything away from it, but I guess like you just said, when you're used to Santa Anita in your backyard, or how we travel to the Kentucky Derby every year for the last 8 years,
yeah.
Then all of a sudden you get to Del Mar where you hear all this, you hear this reputation, the stories, and the style, decor, where the surf meets the turf. Again, I was underwhelmed.
Yeah, yeah. It was a fun time, tons of people. And again, thank you, Del Mar, Rancho Santa Fe, San Diego, Storage Wars fans. We were just...
And thank you for allowing us to be in the press box.
Yeah. And the lunch in the press box was fabulous, by the way. I mean...
thank you, Kerry Jones. Thank you, the PR department. Thank you, Del Mar, for the invitation.
Do we have a website? Is it delmar.com?
I believe it's probably delmar.com, but just a fantastic... fantastic
great
day.
Time
Fun. Like you
great
said
great park.
The food was excellent, the cocktails were good. We had access to where was that room that we were at, that
the Thoroughbred room,
was
I
that
think.
The Thoroughbred Thoroughbred club
that yeah. was it.
And the fashion, let's talk about the fashion. How about the hat contest, Mark?
That was an incredible hat contest. I think there were 300 or no was it no, not 300 but there was a lot of entries into these things, and they weren't standard traditional, you know, Kentucky Derby hats. These were hats that
very
were
creative,
right?
I mean huge hats,
yep.
Colorful hats,
yep.
Horses,
Del Mar,
racetrack.
Yep.
Not just, like you said, the standard hat. Very creative, very clever, huge, fantastic. And there had to be at least 50 to 75 people in this
contest.
In this contest.
Yeah. And every one of them was pretty good. It would have been hard to be a judge at that competition.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I mean...
And the woman that won wasn't an extravagant one. It was a nice, big, black and white, elegant hat.
Elegant, very fashionable.
Yeah.
The other ones were great, maybe to get second and third prize or fourth prize, whatever, but not enough to win, because you do want to keep it classy. You know, you do want to keep it classy and stylish and fashionable. This is Del Mar. This is opening day. This is fashion. And, you know, part of the thing for racing is the style and fashion, so...
Right. Right, it was great, and I think we would go there one more time before they close the
and how,
the season.
What were your
out.
Thoughts on the fashion for the men?
Not bad. It wasn't as great as the fashion for the men at the San Diego Polo Club a couple weeks earlier. And by the way, I'm looking forward to going back to the San Diego Polo Club closing match on the 20th of September.
You know, speaking of the 20th of September, something else just came up. I think. Wait a second. Is that the? I think it's the weekend for the Kalina Film Festival.
Oh, is it? I don't know.
Well, I remember something yesterday came up, the 20th of September. I was thinking, wait a minute, 20th of September sounds familiar.
Yeah, by the way, we were just at Wild Creations. Our parent company was just invited to produce the official gifting campaign for the Santa Catalina Film Festival, which takes place in Catalina Island in September. For you, those listeners around the world who aren't familiar with Catalina Island, it's a small island off the coast of Los Angeles. 26 miles off the coast of Los Angeles. The entire island was owned by the Wrigley family of Wrigley Gum and Chicago Cubs fame until the 50s, when they put it into trust to the state of California, and now it's run by the state of California, more or less. It's not in public hands anymore, but it's a great place to go for a day, weekend. I don't know. I've never been there for the weekend. I've only been there for the day, so it'll be interesting if we decide to move forward with this partnership, and we'll be there for 3 days, I think.
Yeah, we've been involved with Sundance, Cannes, the Baja Film Festival, and I think Aspen or one of those other ones. So we do have... experience with
Beverly Hills Film Festival,
Beverly
where
Hills
we made
Festival.
Our bones. Yeah,
and I like these film festivals, but
yeah.
So this should be a unique one. We have a call after the show today to see if that's going to move forward.
Right.
So, how do we even get how do we bring up Catalina?
You were talking about the dates. Yeah,
the
we're
28th.
Going to the San Diego Polo Club on the 28th of September, which is closing day, which should be as spectacular as opening day.
That should
day
be
was.
Fun.
Yeah,
that should be fun, because the opening day was unbelievable. It's like Del Mar. You know, with the fashion. Actually, the fashion for the polo match was more
exotic.
Yeah,
flamboyant.
You watch? You ever watch Ladies of London? Last week was the last episode, but they were at the polo match last week.
Oh, I gave
fashion
up
was
on
good.
That.
Yeah, I did too. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be, but the fashion at the polo match was great.
Huh. Well, it's
and
London.
Again, it's just like nobody's paying any attention to the match.
It's all about
socializing,
networking,
being seen. Fun stuff.
They're all networking events with a polo match going on.
Yeah, but if you've never been to a polo match, get down to San Diego for the close. Or
it's going every week,
every Sunday,
September 28th.
Yeah, every Sunday. Plus, we have them right here. I've never been, but Will Rogers State Park every Sunday, 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. They have.
Be interesting to go check that out too to see if it's a social event. It probably isn't because I think majority of people just come up with their beach chair, bring their picnic, and they just hang out there. And
they do have. A couple big time events throughout the year for Will Rogers where you know it's $25 or $50, and it's the Vive Cluc or that the champagne.
Yeah, their sponsor.
Yeah, they have one of those, so that would probably be a good one to go.
Okay,
to. I'll see about getting
look into
on,
it.
Yeah, getting us on that list.
Yeah,
from there. Did you see the strain the other day?
Yep.
What do you think?
It was a little bit. The pieces are finally falling into place now for everything, but it was good and not as good as the two episodes before it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting how it's falling into place.
Creepy.
It is creepy. You know the whole concept is creepy, and well,
I don't know how the heck they're going to stop these things.
Once they start
these vampires.
Yeah. Once they start getting all over the place, which they are. I don't know how you can.
It's going to morph into an epidemic.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean,
so yeah. I don't know. I like the slow transformation from becoming one of these vampire things,
like that rock star guy.
Yeah, the slow transformation. So that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. There's good TV.
So what happened to the 200 people that were dead?
They're already out there. Yeah, they're already out
and
there biting, killing, eating, consuming. So it's crazy.
I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, the Bridge, another show on FX.
Yeah, I watched a few episodes of the first season, but then
it started like a month ago. I still haven't seen it. I told you I didn't think it started until the latter part of July, and it started 3 weeks ago.
Hmm.
Isn't that kind of quirky, like Twin Peaks or something?
No, it's a drug show. It's right at the border of some Texas town in Mexico, and the drug trade down in Mexico, and the drug czars and the cartels and the killing and the corruption.
Oh, for some reason, I thought it was something quirky like Twin Peaks.
No, not at
all.
Who
did Twin Peaks? Who was that?
That was, I forget what the guy's name was.
He's still around?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, I don't want to forget, since we're just down to the last 10 minutes of the show or not, but we're back. The Harris Brothers are Storage Wars episode tonight, right?
Do tell.
8 o'clock on the A&E Network, one of our favorite episodes, The French Job.
French Job.
Or we call the Tim Allen episode, right.
Where we're in search of Tim Allen. The question is, do we find him or do we not? We're not going to tell you. You have to tune in tonight.
Tune in tonight at 8 p.m.
Oh, by the way, Mark, when you tell him to tune in, we're also on next Tuesday.
Wow. My favorite one. It's our first episode, right?
The Coop. The chef and the son?
I don't know, but how did they come up with that title?
I never understood what that meant.
Yeah, that's our first episode. That's next Tuesday. So make sure you watch that next Tuesday. Make sure you watch tonight's episode, The French Job, which is great. It's Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, 8 p.m., A&E. Great episode. And don't forget, this Thursday, FirstRun.tv, the Harris Brothers World of Wow makes its worldwide debut on the internet.
Damn.
Go on.
Going back one step while we're still talking about Storage Wars, you know who's returning in 3 weeks?
Oh, that's right. Dave Hester.
What are your thoughts on that?
I don't understand because he quit. He got fired. He sued. They sued. A lot of bad stuff being said.
He won.
Yeah, a lot of bad stuff being said. And he's coming back. You know,
is that a good thing?
Well, I don't know because I've done research and his popularity is 50-50. 50% of the people hate him. 50% of the people love him. So if you're breaking even, why do you need to bring it back? I guess you bring it back because of the initial press that you're going to get from it.
Yep.
But then you're going to lose half the viewers and you're going to get half the viewers that are going to keep watching it. So it's
if anything, you might get half the people that still don't like him that might just return for that one episode to see how his – do I want to see his triumphant return? How that would be. So, I mean, it's 50-50 either way.
Yeah.
You're probably going to get stand to gain a little more.
Right.
I mean, you know, I don't know.
But we'll see what happens. It's 2 weeks from today.
Who knows? What's the latest on the Kardashian ratings? Because that show continues to drop.
Right. The ratings continue to drop. And, you know, after being on, how long has it been on?
7 seasons, I think.
Okay.
Gosh,
people are getting tired of it.
Terrible the other day.
And which is what you've been saying the last 4 weeks.
Yeah. We were talking about at home last night at the dinner table. My two daughters, my wife, and I. we're talking about how much we can't stand it, but every week we all tune in to watch them.
And so does the majority.
Right.
I guess the
but the ratings are still dropping. Yeah. Didn't you say that they're dipping
million
below
and a half, I think. Yeah. Million and a half. So
if it continues to go any further, I can't see it moving on.
I can't either.
I mean,
and once the show is off the air, they're all irrelevant because mm-hmm. the show's not on anymore. Sure, people might still go buy their stuff, but other than that, but the app,
stuff.
I guess, Kim's app is going to make her $80 million or whatever this
year. Up to $100 million, yeah. And then, you know, they got the store in Vegas, plus the young girls who I think would have a show coming up within a year because they wrote a book that they're trying to make into a movie. They have a clothing line at some other store, and then the one is the model who was on the cover of Vogue magazine, I think. So those two have a potential future, I guess, even though we're tired with the rest of them.
Yeah, the show's the anchor, but once the show goes off, I guess there's still other things.
And what's up with Rob?
I think he's. I don't know. I haven't watched the show.
I think he's got a drug problem.
Like Lamar.
Lamar. And where is Lamar?
Playing in Yugoslavia or somewhere.
What I did miss the other day, and one of the things that I thoroughly enjoy from the Kardashians, is Scott.
Things that I've seen of him, his role on there was very limited.
Limited.
So they're taking him out more or less.
So how was he able to? He was going to buy a helicopter a couple of weeks ago. Where's he getting that kind
of
money?
I think that's all a farce. I think that's all made up. There's no way he could afford to buy these Phantoms and these Lamborghinis and helicopters based on a few episodes that he's in now.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, let's say he's making $40,000 an episode. Before taxes, lawyers, agents, publicists, and everything, he's making $20,000 an episode.
Crazy.
Yeah. And he doesn't have a store. He doesn't have anything else or a fashion line that he's making money off of. So it's all a scam. This this show saying that he's got the Ferraris and the Lamborghinis and the airplanes and everything. There's no way he can afford it. And you know his wife ain't buying this stuff for him. She's greedy and selfish for herself.
Actually, Mark, she's not his wife. They're not even
married. Oh, that's right. I mean his partner.
The one, can't even say fiancé. They're boyfriend girlfriend.
So there's no way she's buying him that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So... It's all made up for the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not reality. That's the least reality show that's out there.
Damn, but one of the first, right?
Yeah.
Seven or eight years.
And see, nobody likes it. Everybody's got negative things to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow.
But anyhow. So last night on the Young Hollywood Awards, there was a category that was the Royal Reality Awards for the show that should be the most. When you say Royal Reality TV, I'm thinking Kardashians for sure. Or at least in the top three.
Yeah, I don't know.
It wasn't even the category. It wasn't even nominated.
Okay.
The Bachelor won.
Oh, The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, isn't it?
Well, you know, The Amazing Race, which always wins the Emmy for the reality show and has been on just as long as The Bachelor, were they in the running for it?
No.
Well, that's surprising. Speaking of which, I saw a commercial for some product yesterday. Two girls that were on a season of Amazing Race a couple years ago who didn't even win. They came in like third or fourth place. They were in this commercial. And I'm thinking—
Were they twins?
No. They were just friends. And I'm thinking, how in the world did they get that gig? Good agent, I guess.
Were they in the final two?
No. They were the third or fourth, I think they came in. Third or fourth.
Jeez.
Yeah. And it was an Amazing Race a couple seasons ago.
Hmm. But Amazing
One
Race
good agent.
Amazing Race would have been nominated for Young Hollywood because that's not Young Hollywood. Where Kardashians, I'm thinking, is Young Hollywood.
Well, how is Betcher?
Right. And what's his name? Chris Harrison came out there and he's like, I'm 43 years old. What am I doing on this show?
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they were just on there to pitch because they were pitching the new Bachelor thing starting next week. Which, by
Bachelor
the way,
in Paradise.
That looked pretty crappy to me.
Yeah. It's Bachelor Pad in Paradise. They're down in Mexico.
Speaking of crappy, there's this show on VH1 called Dating Naked. They're actually all walking around the show naked.
Wow.
Terrible.
That's terrible.
Terrible.
And it'd be great if you could see him naked, but you can't see him naked, so it's ridiculous.
They blotch out the spots that you want to see.
So why should I watch the show then? That's so silly.
Isn't it?
It's one thing if you have that on cable, but if you have it on regular TV, it's silly.
This is ridiculous.
Hey, did that Prince Harry show ever end?
I was going to ask you. I watched
How to Marry Harry?
Yeah. I watched the first...
It had to have been over by now, because usually those things go about eight episodes.
My question is, Mark, I want to know if it even lasted the course.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about that, too. But it was on Tuesday night, so who knows? It might be on tonight. So as we're running low on, I guess our time is almost up here. I just want to reach out and let everybody know. Don't forget to watch us on Storage Wars tonight, 8 p.m. on A&E. It's a great episode, The French Job. Don't forget to keep watching, listening to us here on the radio every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Tastemakers go live around the world on latalkradio.com. If you want to know what's going on with us, you could always visit our website at wowcreationsmedia.com. We encourage you to follow us, Facebook us, tweet us at twitter.com/wowhollywood. We need you as a friend on Facebook, facebook.com/wowhollywood. Wow Creations. We're also on LinkedIn. We're in MySpace. We're on Flickr. We're on Pinterest. We're everywhere out there. So you can find us on the radio. You can find us on TV. Thursday, watch us as we premiere on the Harris Brothers World of Wow on firstrun.tv, which is going to be great. We thank our sponsor, which is ranch-organics.com.
And Steamboat Soap Company from Steamboat Springs, Colorado. And Debbie Dygart, we'll be seeing her in a couple weeks here at our Emmy Gifting Lounge. So keep
Emmy
on
Gifting Lounge is just a short 2 weeks away. We still have space available for brands.
Two spots left, Mark. Just two.
Excuse
just
me.
Two. Just two spots.
For brands, products, and services that still want to make a splash at the Wow Creation Celebrity Gifting Suite on Rodeo Drive during Emmy Week, you can send us an email at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com.
How's that water?
You can also send us an email at wildcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. So there's plenty of ways to get a hold of us, watching us, listening to us. A lot of stuff going on out there. Summer's still going full right in the middle of summer right now still. So there's lots of stuff to do out there.
Get out and see a Dodger game.
Yeah, there's still Dodgers now in first place. So we've taken the lead over San Francisco. We're two games over. We swept them in San Francisco last week. So we got to say, go Dodgers, go Clippers,
go Lakers, go Angels,
go Kings. So thanks for listening in. We hope to see you again next week, and get out there and have some fun. Thanks for listening to the Tastemakers.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.